This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, today's comes from Amanda.
Okay,
not
Amanda.
Not Amanda and Racine.
Not our Amanda. Or Amanda and Waukesha.
A different Amanda.
Different Amandas.
I think.
Got it.
Whoa. Amanda wants to know if she's a jerk if she tells her former nieces to stop calling her aunt.
Former niece? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I know where this is going.
She said, Allie and DZ, I got divorced last year after 8 years of marriage. And my husband's sister, my ex-sister-in-law, has 3 kids. They live in Minneapolis, and we would see them a couple times a year, usually on Christmas and once or twice in the summer. But now that I'm divorced, I don't see the nieces much at all. I saw them in passing last month when I picked up my kids from my ex-in-laws. I went inside, said hi for a few minutes, and when I was there, my former nieces were calling me Aunt Amanda. But I'm not married to their uncle anymore, and I don't want them to call me Aunt Amanda anymore. I don't think it's right.
Well,
I told some friends, and they said I was a jerk. Am I the jerk if I tell my former nieces to stop calling me aunt?
Ah, dog, this is rough.
This is rough. And
well,
yeah.
I mean,
but they're divorced, right?
On one end, you're divorced, right? On the other end, the kids don't know that. Or, I mean, they do, I'm sure. But the kids have no concept. Thank you, Jinx. The kids have no concept of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going off of what they've always called you, known you. Like, to them, that's like your first name.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda's your middle name. To them, you know, your first name is Aunt, Auntie, Titi, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going, hey, I'm not really your aunt anymore. And they're going, yeah, you are.
You're our aunt. But here's why
you're our cousin's mom.
That's why I think she's a jerk. Because my kids, obviously, I'm divorced.
Yeah.
And my kids have cousins on their dad's side.
Right.
And when I rarely do see them, they call me Aunt Allie.
Okay.
Even though I've been divorced for 10 years from their uncle.
They still call you Aunt Allie.
They're cousins. I'm their cousin's mom.
So, of course, they're going to call
I'm
you
Aunt Allie.
You know what,
so
actually?
No matter what, I look at them as my nieces, even though I never see them, because they're my kids' cousins.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Well, and to them, you're still family.
Right, because... I remember when my aunt and uncle got divorced when I was a kid, and I still called him my Uncle Andy my whole life, even though he was not any, I didn't see him, but the few times I did, it was
uncle.
Even though they were divorced most of my life.
Gee.
Because he was my cousin's father.
Right. And I'm thinking of my life and my example. So my mom has a brother. My mom's brother, my uncle, had a wife. They've been separated for maybe 5 going on 10 years, something like that, right? But my entire life, I called her Aunt Jeanette. I'm never not going to call her Aunt Jeanette. I conceptualize her as being blood related to me, even though she was only related in marriage.
Because when you're young, your aunts and uncles are your blood.
That's
You forget that they were once some. You forget somebody married in, basically.
Right. Like, we share lineage as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
You're like, and she's my cousin's mother. So, of course, I'm going to call her Aunt Jeanette.
Right.
But at the same time, I do get where Amanda's coming from. She's
like, I'm not in this family anymore.
And it's part of her process. Who are we to tell her, hey, you can't do that. You got to let the kids call you. No, if you don't want them to call you something, she's putting her foot down and going, you guys can call me Amanda.
Not Aunt Amanda.
Aunt Amanda.
Uh-uh.
But that is jerky behavior. I get where it's coming from, though. So where do I actually draw that line? Do I call her a jerk or not? Because I understand her. I hear it 100%.
Somebody said, yes, she's a jerk. She's still their aunt. Wow, what a B. Somebody else said, I could go both ways. I could say 50% jerk. I got divorced too, and the kids called me aunt for at least a year after we got divorced, and then it subsided. They need time to adjust. Oh, that could be.
Okay.
That, I don't know.
Yeah, but does it do they ever adjust?
I don't know, because like I said, I've been divorced 10 years now, and my kids, the cousins, still call me Aunt Allie ex's side.
I guess it matters on how the exes approach it. If the exes on their end go, hey, you don't need to call her aunt anymore, or maybe you should, right? If they feel the room or like them on their end, but it's your name.
Yeah.
That's your title. You get to decide if and when somebody gets to call you that.
Yeah. I think because there's kids involved. You're allowed to keep calling him aunt. Okay, let's find out what the listeners... I don't know. Let's find out what the listeners think. 414-533-1037. Is Amanda a jerk because she doesn't want her former nieces to call her aunt anymore now that she's divorced?
I'm going with no. And it feels weird saying it, but I'm going with no. Okay. She's not.
I'm going to say jerk then.
Bet.
Okay, we'll find out what everybody else thinks next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Amanda does not want her former nieces to call her Aunt Amanda anymore.
She just wants to be plain old Amanda.
Did you say somebody texted in they were getting triggered by this?
Yeah, because their name's Amanda.
Oh.
they said, my name's Amanda, and just the thought of my brother having kids, it scares me. So even thinking of being called Aunt Amanda is triggering.
She's like, no.
Some people might not even just like the name.
Yeah.
You don't want to be called aunt. You don't want to be called uncle. You just want to be called... you.
Mm-hmm. True. Okay, let's go to Berta in Sheboygan this morning. Hey, Berta. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, jerk or not the jerk, Amanda doesn't want them calling her aunt anymore.
You kick it off.
The biggest jerk ever.
Oh, okay.
Oh, say it with your chest.
Right.
Go ahead.
She did, right.
Go ahead.
Aunt is a term that children give adult women in their life who they care about.
Mm.
So it's not her job to decide whether or not her former nieces care about her.
Oh.
Right.
My kids.
It's like how Sammy and Danny love me the most. And I'm not their real aunt.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, my kids have non-blood people in their life who they refer to as aunt and uncle.
Yeah. That is
same.
True.
My best friend.
So do my kids.
Aunt Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Allie.
I am the favorite aunt, if you ask DZ's kids.
Right.
Don't tell Aaron's sisters or his, but...
And so it's a term that is earned.
It's endearment.
And by the same token, if you don't, meet those requirements, can be taken away.
She's not wrong that we do call people aunt and uncle that aren't really our blood or anything.
It's a title bestowed out of respect and admiration.
Someone who takes care of you, loves you, and an adult figure.
And
dang,
if
Berta.
If there were anyone who in the divorce wanted to say, hey, I don't think it's fair for my nieces and nephews to call you aunt anymore, it would be her ex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but she doesn't get to make that distinction.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay. I can't take that from she kicks it off.
If her former nieces and nephews still care about her enough to want to call her their aunt, she should be thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
I can receive that. She said jerk.
Appreciate the call, Berta.
She said big old jerk.
Thank
you. Have a great day.
Bye, Berta.
She said definitely, absolutely, without question, a jerk.
Not even a question. Jesse is in Milwaukee next.
Almost hit the wrong one.
There we go. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You probably heard what Berta said there, but do you think Amanda's a jerk if she tells her nieces to stop calling her aunt after she just got divorced?
Absolutely, she is a jerk. Listen, you divorce spouses, you don't divorce family.
Mm-hmm.
So the sister-in-laws, the cousins, all them people, those are family. Whatever happened between you guys, that's between you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And what does she even care if she sees them kids twice a year or whatever? They live in Minnesota. She's not even going to see them that often.
Right.
So what is the big deal? I had an uncle, my aunt, my titi divorced my tio like 35 years
and
ago.
You still call him aunt and uncle, don't you?
I haven't seen him in probably 10 years. And if I see him tomorrow on the street, he's going to be Theo Marshall.
Theo Marshall.
He's going to be Theo Marshall to me.
Same thing. Oh, I have the same situation with an aunt and uncle, and he's still my uncle. I would never not call him Uncle Andy to this day if I saw him.
Yeah, like, what is the big deal? I don't see what's her problem. She's rude.
Y'all, think about it, though. Her emotions are still probably invested in this. And it triggers her, probably hurts her, to think that she had that title. She was in that family, and now she's not. I don't think it's about the kids. I think it's more about the divorce.
Yeah.
Well, she's the adult in the situation, though. So she needs to deal with her emotions.
That
and like
part.
I said, they're not going to see each other that often.
That part.
They live in Minnesota. Fair. It shouldn't be that big of a deal to her.
I love it how you said she's the adult. She needs to control her emotions. You're right. So many adults don't keep that in mind when they're dealing with kids. We act like kids,
too.
You cannot.
True. Ooh,
you
got
to grow up. And remember, they're the emotionally immature ones. Now you have to grow up, though.
And we got to be those guiding
Keep
forces.
Keep it together. Yeah.
Jesse ain't wrong.
All right, Jesse. Thank you.
You're welcome. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Say hi. Well, we love y'all. Bye, youngins. Bye. Say hi to Theo Marshall for us.
Bye. She's right. And I got to tell you, I don't mind it at all when my... You know, my kids' cousins call me Aunt Allie once in a blue moon when I see them, even though I'm divorced. I actually think it's sweet.
Yeah.
I don't find it offensive like Amanda does.
Well,
oh, they still call me their aunt. But I am because I'm their cousin's mom.
Amanda's her own person and she's still going, I don't want this. Doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel right.
Well, Janice is in Milwaukee and she says they're split down the middle in her car.
Oh?
Janice,
good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Who says not the jerk in your car?
Good morning, Allie.
Hey.
Good morning. My son said not the jerk. He actually just got in the car, so he's kind of upset.
Oh,
he can't explain his position, but I know his position.
Okay.
So his position is, well, they're no longer married, so they are not the jerk because they are not family. They are only related through marriage, and there's no reason for them to continue to call each other aunt and uncle.
And that's a kid.
Just call each other.
That's a kid. Interesting.
That's his perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I actually have firsthand knowledge of the experience because my uncle has been married twice, and he has children with both of his ex-wife and his current wife.
This is a good. This is a good scenario. Go on. So very, very common today.
Exactly. So I still call his ex-wife my aunt. Now that I'm an adult, I don't say it as often.
Sure.
But if I'm talking to her directly or I'm mentioning her in conversation, I would say, "Oh yeah, my aunt." You know,
right,
whatever.
Right. Right.
And his current wife, I call her aunt in conversation, but when I speak to her, I don't say, "Hey, Auntie." I just say her name.
Ah.
But I do recognize that she's my aunt, and I do recognize that that she and my uncle have children together.
Yeah.
But I
feel
as soon as there's
kids involved,
longer, so it's just kind of like I love them both. Like I'm comfortable with them both. They've been in my life.
It's almost like a real aunt,
adulthood,
a step aunt. It's a real aunt and a step aunt.
I think, yeah, they're both her aunts.
Right?
They both filled that role at some point.
Right.
I don't know. I get it. I say if there's kids involved, it's not weird at all to continue to call them aunt and uncle, which is what she's talking about, because there were kids involved.
Right.
If your uncle had just married a woman and then got divorced and then went their separate ways with no children, it would be weird if you ran into them, right? But when you have cousins and kids and all these things, then it's like, well, now you are family for life, whether you like it or not.
That's true.
Versus a clean-cut divorce with no kids, no nothing, go your separate ways, and you don't ever have to talk for the rest of your lives.
Right, right.
So,
exactly. And I still love them both like they're family. We're family. We get together. We still do family gatherings. And even with, my cousin that's like my age, his mom, they were never married, but I've always called her my aunt as well.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
It's a title given out of love and respect.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it works it out. Honestly, it's kind of like a sweep. Even though her son was saying, not the jerk.
No, it's
a sweep.
Kid.
It's a sweep. She's the jerk, Amanda.
She's the jerk.
I mean, Aunt Amanda, excuse me.
Sorry, Amanda, you're the jerk. Thank you for calling Janice.
Thank you. You both have a great day.
Oh,
you too. Bye.
And listen back to the show on the Odyssey app later. You can play it back for your son so
that
he can hear his point of view on the air.
That part.
The texts say her feelings are valid, but she's still a jerk. I agree with that.
Yes.
You have your feelings, but you are the jerk.
And that's why I was saying not the jerk, because her feelings are valid.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't disagree with y'all. She's definitely the jerk.
Let the kids call you aunt. They don't know the damn difference.
They don't.
It's not that serious. Okay. Sorry, Amanda. You're the jerk.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.